look at the display case to find out who was living in this area when the Muslims arrived. The tools exhibited show that the locals were farmers, stock breeders, potters, and all manner of craftsmen. Up on the left are two cutting tools for reaping and pruning. They were used in fields of flax, vineyards, olive groves, peach orchards. On the shelf to the side, you can see two carders for disentangling wool. And down here are tools for tanning leather. You can add cattle and sheep to the list. Arabs and Berbers found precisely what they were looking for in these lands. A place to settle in, with plenty of natural resources. This promise of prosperity lasted for four centuries, time enough for Muslims to mix with the local population of Hispanic and Roman origin. Before they could do this, however, the Muslims had to expel the ruling elite, the Visigoths. The Visigoths had arrived from the north, entering the Iberian Peninsula in the 5th century. They were people of Germanic origin, but their culture was mostly Roman. If you look at the bronze buckles in the same display case, you will see that the long plaque is in the form of a small harp, a shape linked to the Eastern Roman Empire. By the way, the pieces in this display case were found in Seros, a town to the south of Lleida. We would have chosen some from Balaguer, if Balaguer had existed at the time. How did people's lives change with the arrival of the Muslim invaders? We will talk about this in front of the display cases behind the wooden screen.